The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Does your brain need you to do weird things in order for you to move throughout life? For instance, I count in eights. I start with my left foot, in with my right foot. Let's have this discussion on Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. If you didn't know, I'm married to DJ Automatic. We just moved into a house. It has been very stressful because we've been traveling and literally working every day. We even worked on Sunday this past week. And it's even more stressful because his brain is different. If he sees something not aligned, not perfect, it has to be redone. We have moved our couch, which, by the way, weighs a ton, probably 8 times. Mm. We've had people over to help move that couch because it wasn't completely perfectly centered.
Because as somebody who shares a workspace with Automatic, he's kind of sprawled out and a little, not, I don't want to say sloppy.
Well, so.
Yeah, you do, Anthony. Just like say it's a slop.
You're a little
just
everywhere.
Say,
you're a little everywhere.
You're when just it comes all
I have
over
a big
place.
Thing about lines.
But is this at home? Because it's not here at the studio. I'll tell you that right now, dog.
I spread out my stuff here.
Yeah, you do.
You cross into Anthony's line all the time.
My brain is all over the place, but when I'm at home, I need to be able to.
I want to see this very centered and everything has to be aligned, DJ Automatic.
I'm
going to
put
know
it up on TikTok the video.
And he's like, I've known this dude for 10 years.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Iron is closed.
We've sat on the same side for at least 4 years, dude. And every time I'm like, oh, this one's creeping slowly, surely, and surely creeping over and over.
Over and over. Like, you just take over Anthony's workspace.
Notice I don't cross the line, though.
Well, you're
a
habitual line crosser.
Dana Cortez Show on TikTok. Go watch the video. No, there's little things. Like, under the cabinet wasn't black, so we had to have somebody paint that black. The vents weren't the same color as the tile. They had to be painted like that. The chandelier isn't centered.
Oh, that part drives me crazy. Because first of all, we didn't even order this chandelier. The builder put it in, and I don't like it.
Thank you, thank you.
It is. I mean, it was very nice of him to put it in, but he put it in because he wanted to show off our house before we moved in. It was 100% for him.
Whatever.
And now we have this chandelier that I don't like and is not centered, so I'm going to have to pay somebody to center it.
All right, well, that's his homeowner stuff, so I'm proud of you on that problem. That's a good one, brother.
Why don't you keep your stuff away from Anthony? Yeah. Once again, Dana Cortez Show on TikTok. Please follow us since I don't have an Instagram. Anthony A, National Day.
All right, let's go and start with something very serious, but a way that you can show support. It's National Denim Day, and this is showing support for all sexual violence victims. Go over to denimday.org for more information.
There was a woman who was raped. This happened in Europe, and the judge decided that couldn't have happened because you were wearing jeans.
Oh, that's, yes.
And the rapist was let off. Mm. So that's why women wore denim to protest, and actually the man ended up harming somebody else later.
Yep. Well, yeah. This is a way for you to send your message and offer support. We also have National Bucket List Day. So if there's something you want to kick off the bucket list, go ahead and do it. And I am thinking about skydiving sometime this year. So.
Really?
Yeah, guys, I really am.
I mean, I did the bungee jumping, and I almost lost my life, and that was enough for me.
I don't think a bungee jump
is scarier. Bucket list, I'm going to get life insurance on Anthony A. All right.
We'll wrap it up on Administrative Professionals Day.
Keeping it all together, keeping offices moving, keeping the workspace moving forward. We appreciate you. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy Crimes of Passion today. We're beginning in 1929. Dorothea Puente was born that year to troubled parents. Both were alcoholics. Her father actually died from tuberculosis when she was only 8. And her abusive mother lost custody of Dorothea and her 6 siblings when she was 10 years old. You know what's interesting?
To lose custody of kids back then, you got to be doing a lot of stuff wrong.
Exactly. And then she died of a motorcycle accident. So Dorothea was basically passed around to different family members her entire childhood. And by age 16, became a sex worker in Nevada, where she met her first husband, Fred McFall, who she had children with. I guess that didn't work out very well. She actually gave her kids away. Which is probably better.
That's a little bit of a victim-villain cycle right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Between what happened with her and her mom.
So in 1952, she moved to Sacramento and met her second husband, Axel Johansson. They divorced in 66. She married again. Roberto Puente was her third husband. That happened in 1968. Now, he was a Mexican immigrant who basically married Dorothea for his green card. They got a divorce, too. Now, she started a boarding house after that divorce. And at first, started stealing from the tenants, food, checks, jewelry. She got convicted, probation. She didn't stop, so she ended up going to prison. Now, when she got out in 1987, she opened an illegal boarding home where she began drugging her victims and then burying them alive in her backyard.
What?
She would then take their social security checks and cash them, steal their jewelry, steal anything of value. Now, this all ended in 1988 when a mentally challenged woman, Alvara Montoya, was reported missing by her family. Police traced her whereabouts to Dorothea Puente's illegal boarding home, where authorities then dug up 7 bodies. After autopsy, it was concluded that all had been buried alive and died underneath the dirt.
Oh.
That is my nightmare right there. To be under the ground like that.
I don't even like to think about that.
Well, she ran. Dorothea, in her old age, ran. Remember, she's born in 29. This is 88.
Damn.
When this is going down. She went to Nevada. She went to Mexico. Then she went back to Cali, ended up in LA, where she was caught.
Thank God.
Yeah, for real. Here she is during her interrogation.
I don't know anything. I didn't even see the body. If I had, I would have said, no, don't search the yard. But I had nothing to hide. I couldn't drag the body anyplace. I don't want to go back to prison.
I'm an old lady. I realize
I'm
that, too.
I'm trying to get off parole. I'm trying to get my life together.
She lied.
Mm.
Claiming she couldn't move those bodies, all 7 by herself at that age. So she ends up going to court, obviously. Jury of her peers found her guilty. They convicted her in 1993 of 3 murders. They were kind of hung on the other 4, but it doesn't matter because they put her out to dry. Take a listen.
We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the special circumstance allegation that the defendant, Dorothea Montalvo Puente, did commit multiple murders, to wit, at least 1 crime of murder of the first degree and 1 or more crimes of murder of the first or second degree.
You should see this woman. She's the sweetest looking old woman. It is so scary to me that someone at that age, as you pointed out earlier, DJ Automatic, turned into a serial killer.
I don't think she turned into one. I think that she probably did a lot of crimes before and she just got caught because I think she was a product of her environment.
But everything murder that happened, is different than just committing crimes. Taking a life and burying them alive sounds like one of the coolest things I've ever heard of.
And in order to do something like that, you've probably done it before.
Yeah.
I'm still interested in they need to do a study on how she was able to do all this at that age, right? Because my grandma was barely in water aerobics and that was a thing for her. This lady's walking around, digging people.
My mom's in really good shape. She could definitely move around and merge.
That's what I mean. You got to be in really good shape to do this. That's crazy.
At age 82, Puente died of natural causes behind bars. It happened in 2011 at the Central California Women's Facility in Coachella.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Calling our contestant now to play Who's Lying. Hello.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Kimberly, it's the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time to play Who's Lying.
Let's hey.
Go.
Why are
you lying? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my gosh. Okay, okay.
Stop lying.
Kimberly, we need to be your new favorite morning show, okay? So each one of us is going to go around a room and tell you a story about ourselves. Here's the catch. Somebody's lying. If you guess correctly, you get to choose DCS merch. We got hoodies. We have crew necks. We have t-shirts. I'll get it started. Kimberly, my name is Dana Cortez, and I had never been to Disneyland until 2 years ago. True story. Ooh. And I went with my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. here. I was like a child running around. Even Otto was like, we got to go back to the room. They put a sticker on me that said first time visitor. And since we were working for Disney promoting him, everybody was shocked that I'd never been, but I was poor. So I couldn't afford to go to Disneyland, you know?
DJ Automatic here. I've been to every state in the United States, but I've never been out the United States, unless you count like Tijuana, Juarez, Nogales.
I'm practically American.
But I've been to all the states in the U.S.
Okay.
What's up? Anthony A. And earlier this year, I won a comedy contest and I was selected by Kenan Thompson to go to Saturday Night Live and hang out with him. And I met Dave Chappelle there.
All right, Kimberly, somebody here is telling a big old lie. You guessed correctly. You get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'm going to say Anthony A.
Oh,
damn.
Anthony was just at Saturday Night
Live. I was just there. She obviously don't follow me on Instagram at Anthony A Comedy. But yeah, damn.
So who's your Instagram? I don't have
I know. Sorry,
Instagram.
Dan. I didn't mean to get that personal.
I was the one who was lying. I have been to all the states, but I've also been to most of the countries outside the United States.
Settle down, DJ Automatic. Settle down.
DJing has been really good to me. It's helped me see the world.
Passport, wiki. I had never been outside the continental U.S. till I met Automatic. I didn't even have a passport. And yes, 2 years ago was my first time at Disneyland. Kimberly, have you traveled outside the U.S.?
No, never.
See, you're not even Mexico?
No. My husband wants to take me there, but he's like, you need to learn Spanish first.
Nah, you'll speak English. You'll be all right.
Yeah, call him out on that. Be like, I don't want to learn it. Let's go, boo.
Kimberly, we love you. Thank you so much for playing. I just want to thank you for making us your new number one morning show. I'm so, so grateful.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
I listen to you every morning on the dot.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you
so much. All right, have a great day, Mama. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, if you want to play Who's Lying, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message, and we could be calling you next week. Hey!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kim Kardashian has a connection to Michael Jackson, which kind of shocked me. I'm going to play some audio for you right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, This Story, and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays to start it off.
We have Kehlani and Kelly Clarkson celebrating their birthday.
Oh, I love both of them. All right, so let's start talking about Ryan Garcia. Had a big fight last week against Devin Haney. Devin Haney, highly favored to win, did not, which shocked a lot of people, including myself. Ryan Garcia said he drank every single day leading up to the fight. Take a listen.
Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and a Tuesday and drank. What happened? I won. You guys can't really with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. I still win.
I remember when he lost that one fight, Oscar De La Hoya left him in the ring by himself. Guy was down. He just starts talking smack on social media, talking about Kanye West and whatnot, and he wins this fight. My question, automatic Anthony A., you guys know a little bit about boxing. How come he couldn't cut the 3 pounds and win a belt?
We just explained it. He was drinking and going out every night and partying. And
it's drink. Only 3 pounds.
If it's only three
he
pounds.
He doesn't have a Zempic.
Yeah.
I need to hook him up with Dr. Franco. Get that skinny shot,
Ryan. I mean, he's probably
Garcia.
Walking around at 170. And to get down to 140 is a hard thing to do.
The more this fool talks, the more I understand why Oscar left him by himself. That was annoying, dog.
I will say this.
He's the same man who left his baby mama after she had a kid.
The same day he put the newborn up.
Damn. Well, CTE is a real thing. And the other thing is I think he realized that he's a boxer and an entertainer. In order to get that big, big check, is you got to act a little different sometimes.
I guess so. We're going to be broadcasting live next week on Radio Row at the Canelo fight. So be listening. We'll give you all the updates behind the scenes. All right, Kim Kardashian once had her birthday party at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. I know this because she sat down with Jimmy Kimmel for an interview, and he was asking her about rumors. Take a listen.
You celebrated your 14th birthday at Neverland Ranch.
I did.
Next question Kimmel asked her is creepy. Listen.
You sleep with your eyes slightly open.
I do.
And how do you
know?
There's
footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have.
Pictures.
I see. Yeah.
Yes.
That would scare me. Is your siblings do something weird automatically?
My sister sleepwalks, and when we were little, one time she made a 9-layer sandwich in the middle of the night. Yes, yeah, in the middle of sleepwalking.
Did everybody share it?
My grandma took it apart, yeah.
Oh, well.
My brother didn't do anything like that, but he just could sleep through anything. There was one time where the fire alarm went off in our house and everyone was running around. That fool did not wake up one bit.
That's my brother T. Yeah. He would literally sleep. Like, I punched him in the face and he won't wake up.
When it turned off, that fool finally goes, thank God.
All I'm glad about is that I don't have siblings after this segment. Hey, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You get free French fries. You get free French fries. Everybody gets free French fries at one of your favorite fast food spots. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. And I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, big news here. Social media users, the House has approved legislation that could potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. So they just want TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell off its U.S. operations, or they're going to face a nationwide ban. This could take years.
I was going to say, I saw an ad campaign from TikTok where they actually have a new CEO that's an American woman, and she's saying, we're going to protect all your information.
That's cool. Just sell off the parts that China owns, like Grindr did. This happens a lot. It is to protect U.S. citizens. I want TikTok to stay, but not if it's China spying on us. Food news, DJ Automatic.
You're never going to have to steal another fry. As of this week, Wendy's will now have free fries on Friday.
What?
If you order anything via the app, and you can get any size fry, a small, a medium, or a large.
The Wendy's by my apartment, dog, it takes so long, bro. I don't know what's going on in there, but they are so sassy. The lady's like mad when I pull up. She's like, what do you want?
Why are you trying to make me work?
Now, so I can only imagine she is not excited about this fry promo.
Nope.
Well, maybe if you order through the app, Anthony.
I don't know. I learned the hard way that Wendy's are individually franchised. So depending on which one you go to, it depends on the attitude. So we'll see. Shout out to the free fries.
We're going to put her up on our TikTok page. All right, National today, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start by shouting out all the administrative assistants. Administrative Professionals go. Day.
Except for your woman there at Wendy's. That just
yeah, not her.
She's not an assistant.
Yeah, she thinks she's, well, she is
a
manager.
She thinks she's the boss.
She's shift a manager. Leader, all right? She's a shift leader.
And also, we have National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Oh, ooh, God. That's I what she is.
One of my favorite elementary school
Anthony,
lunches.
Anthony, I heard that. Yeah, you did.
You did. You know what?
Wrong for that. Calling her name.
And let's wrap it up on National Bucket List Day.
Oh, okay. My bucket list, I want to have a TV show maybe on CBS, ABC, or maybe on YouTube, Netflix, something like that one day. Like pretty soon, nice. Too. That's the goal. Pretty hell soon, yeah. Too. I'm working all on right. it. If I can get my Instagram back, I don't know.
That might help.
That's my bucket list.
All right. My bucket list, and I'm going to say this was inspired by Anthony A's breakup.
What? DJ Automatic?
I'd like to go on an African safari.
Oh, that's how you got broken up with
him. I don't want to shoot anything. I just want to go see it.
I remember Anthony was going through it. Yeah, he came in, he said to Otto, let's go to Africa. And I was like, okay.
I'm not even kidding. Let's go.
One time I was going through a breakup, but I wanted to go to African safari, all right, dog?
It was a great idea.
Why, though?
Why? Because I had just gotten done handling some aggressive kitty for 2 years. So I wanted to go see some kitty in the wild. That's what it was.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go, dog.
I'm telling you.
All right, yes.
What's yours, Anthony? What's your bucket list?
Apparently to find new love after that story. Apparently after that one. You know what?
That's it was not a shot at you.
No, it was at my past.
It was right. Definitely somebody got shot.
You're the second friend this weekend to remind me of a breakup, dog. For real, dog. My other friend, Damien, out of nowhere, wanted to tell me that my ex is pregnant.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
So now I'm adding you to that list, too, DJ Automatic. DJ Automatic and Damien, get you some friends like that.
Mine was my way of saying, I loved your idea. Let's go.
It just reminded me that I'm single. I'm going to Africa right now, dude. I'm going on a safari right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sometimes you think about things and it's a wonder when it happens. But I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you think will come to pass. And myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Here we are behind the scenes talking about it. Automatic got to be on a private jet. Got to go inside this fancy airplane. And I didn't even get to go with you.
I was basically an Instagram model.
Yeah, just Cash App him now. The OnlyFans is going up. DJ Automatic.
No, so I met this guy on a plane about a year ago. His name's Mike. And he told me that he had an aviation company. And I was like, oh, cool. That's cool to hear. And then he texted me like 3 weeks ago. And he was like, hey, man, we should go to, you know, a game or go fly somewhere and go do something. And I was like, are you being serious? He was like, yeah. So he invited me out to the aviation park to go check out his jet. They have a few of them. And I got to check
them. Nice.
Yeah, so I got on the jet, got to see all the other jets. And then he was like, well, this is basically just a test. I just want to make sure you weren't a psycho. He's like, we'll go somewhere another time.
Question. Mike with the airplane's last name Hawk or no?
No. Not Mike Hawk. It was not Mike Hawk.
That was not funny, Anthony. That was, but you know what?
I was not violated on that plane by any means. Okay,
that cockpit anywhere. Has a whole different meaning right there. But
I do have pictures of me in the cockpit, though.
I was so glad you took photos, and it was his wife that made you take the pictures. So you didn't even want to do it.
I didn't want to take the pictures because I felt like we weren't going anywhere. So I felt like I was
doesn't
his friend.
Doesn't matter. Like you said,
I didn't post them.
You're practically an Instagram model. You better put them up
I
now.
Mean, at that point, too, I also want you to take pictures for like safety reasons, Automatic. You know, his family's.
I should have taken a picture of them. Huh?
Yeah, dude.
You go missing. I don't even know why.
I didn't know if you were on the Pineapple Express, dude. You know, they could have been taking you somewhere else, bud.
Something you dreamt of, Anthony, that came to pass that you're like, dang.
No, I've never been to Mike Hawk's cockpit, so nothing like that. But actually, you know what? To be a national touring comedian, and over the past month, I've been able to check that off the list as I've done like 20 shows in 4 different states. So
that's an cool. accomplishment. Yeah,
that's
huge.
A big accomplishment. And having people like come up and say that they see me like on Instagram and stuff like that is pretty cool. It's like the notoriety. Yes, is a cool thing.
I can't wait till we go to the airport and we're like rushed by people.
Oh, we'll be flying private.
Oh.
With Mike.
That's funny.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.